Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome to A Matter of the Mind. I'm your co-host, Mark Perry.
And I'm your other co-host, Jennifer Jenkins.
And this is our first Saturday of the month, so this is our relationship show.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted just to be back on the air. Last week we had a wonderful guest hosting, I heard, from Harriet King, my mother-in-law, who's co-hosted on the show before and been a guest on the show and always does a fantastic job. She's one of the extraordinary people of light here on the planet. And I say that I heard that she did a great job because at the time the show was happening last week, we were on a very long traveling scenario coming back from a fantastic two-week vacation trip in Turkey that we had done celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary. And we had been planning that trip for probably a couple of years. And it really, among other things, I mean, just the nature of the trip, Turkey was a very foreign country. Language is different than any other reference to language that I have. And I know a little Spanish, I know a little Italian, I know a little German, and Turkish is just something totally different than any of that. So that was part of, something that was challenging and fun and interesting, depending on the moment of the trip. And then there's just incredibly ancient, rich culture that's part of the scenario, extraordinarily beautiful architecture. We spent some time on the coast where there's beautiful beaches. The Turkish people are lovely and warm and helpful. Sometimes the carpet salespeople are a little more helpful than you want them to be,
yes.
A little more
don't
persistently
need that kind of help.
Than you need. But a really wonderful trip. And as we were on our way traveling back from the trip and both really ready to come home and really already missing the place at the same time, which seems to be a good reflection to me of a really good vacation trip, I was reflecting on how our last night that we spent in Istanbul, our itinerary had been that we spent 4 days in Istanbul, and then we flew to what's called the Turquoise Coast, which is the border with Greece, and we spent most of the rest of our 2 weeks there, and then we came back, and our last night was in Istanbul again, and we flew out of there to come home. And I was noticing how on the last night in Istanbul, I was having such a different experience than when we had first arrived. When we first arrived, everything was just, you know, we're trying to get into our hotel, and it's such a different place, and, you know, the traffic is chaotic, and it's so foreign and a little stressful. And the last night we were there, I noticed how it felt not only comfortable, but I felt a little like this was my neighborhood, and we were very comfortable walking and exploring much further into the city. I mean, at first it was like one block from our hotel. It was like, oh my God, are we going to remember how to get back there, and how are we going to talk to somebody, and what's going to happen? And the last night we're there, it just seemed like a wonderful metaphor to draw on in terms of what adventure is like, and in terms of relationship, I thought it would be really interesting to talk today about adventure in terms of relationship, because that was really the point of our trip.
Yeah.
This was something, you know, we left our child in the hands of grandma, of Bama, as Avalon calls her, which was a wonderful gift. To be able to go off on our own for 2 weeks and just be together, the two of us, and be in an adventure together and connect with each other and share something new and different. And it really occurred to me how valuable and important the experience of adventure is, particularly in relationship as well as in the bigger picture of life. So that's kind of our theme of conversation today, is to talk about the value of being intentional about bringing adventure into relationship.
And you said something great this morning earlier when we were chatting about this, and you came up with what I thought was a brilliant definition for adventure. So I would like you to share that.
Adventure being about, well, so to background that a little bit, you know, we know in relationship there is one kind of common pattern scenario that I know at least shows up with clients over the years in terms of relationship, which is kind of what you might call the serial romantic, the one who is constantly getting involved in a new relationship. And I find this happens pretty equally with men and with women, even though I think men get picked on a little more with this. What's shown up for me has been pretty equally in both camps. And you know, a new relationship, and when it's juicy and there's great chemistry and, you know, you have new sexual adventure and it's, you're romantic and both of you are showing up as kind of your best, most interesting person and so forth. And of course, we all know that can only last for a certain period of time. It may be a period of days, it may be weeks, it may be months, but at some point you move past that period, and that's appropriate and natural. And some people, that's when they're done with relationship. And one way or another, they'll find a way to end that relationship. And then sometime shortly or a while after that, we'll connect with someone else and go through that same thing again. And it's not necessarily like you're thinking in advance, I'm on purpose doing these, mm-hmm. you know, romantic, you know, exciting relationships briefly over and over again. Nobody really decides that in advance. You come to at some point a sense of that as a pattern. So what is it about that that brings people into that over and over again? And one of the things that commonly comes up is just a sense of novelty. There seems to be something for us as human beings that finds novelty interesting, exciting. It draws our attention. It keeps us interested. And when we get into something that becomes more mundane,
a little more routine.
More routine, more repetitive, you know, if we're essentially addicted
To novelty
and to the chemistry elements that come with
that.
Well,
we know that the process of falling in love, the brain chemistry that happens in that, is very much like a drug reaction.
Absolutely.
And we crave that. And it is, and nobody can deny how juicy and yummy and wonderful that process is of
yes.
falling in love with someone, or falling
yes.
or getting even just at a level of pure infatuation and sexual desire and all of that. And so it is, you know, how it reacts with our brain chemistry has been studied, and it's very, very interesting.
Yeah. And there's more to it than novelty, but novelty is a particular
yes.
element that we can identify, that people often identify for themselves. And so the thing that had popped into my mind, I remember that I mentioned to you, that you're reminding me of this morning, was thinking of adventure in terms of intentional novelty, creating the opportunities intentionally for novelty.
Which I thought was brilliant. I mean, that's the most brilliant definition, and I think it applies in a lot of areas of our lives, but I think particularly with respect to relationships, because the process of connecting with another human being that we feel this deep connection with, and deep desire and infatuation, and just wanting to know them and be near them, and all of that is in and of itself a grand adventure. It is, and it's very sweet and very juicy and all of those things. And so how do we support our relationship longevity through accessing that sense of adventure?
Sure, because
intentional
yes,
novelty.
Intentional novelty, bringing more adventure, because as we know, with any aspect of us as humans that we can identify, there's, you know, what we might call the positive, more inviting, supporting, natural, more light side of things, and there's the shadow side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about both of those aspects. You are listening to A Matter of the Mind. We are streaming on SantaFe.com.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to A Matter of the Mind. I'm Jennifer Jenkins.
And I'm Mark Perry.
And today is our monthly relationship show. And today we are talking about adventure, intentional novelty. And as you touched on in the first segment, Mark, you know, the process of a relationship evolving. And I think it's an important thing to keep in mind is that relationships are organic, evolving entities. And
hopefully, ideally.
Ideally, there's evolution involved. And so we have that initial phase, what we call the honeymoon period. And again, it's completely natural for that to evolve into something else. And,
yes.
And it can deepen, it can whatever it is. And there are people who like aren't interested in what's next. I'm not interested in what comes after that, you know, and they move on, mm-hmm. you know. And so, but we can, and it is completely natural to get into a little more of a rhythm and a routine and, you know, especially if there's family involved and children are being brought into the world and,
you get household, enough into the relationship that something's established and there's mm-hmm. more partnership, especially if you're living together
exactly.
and if you've moved into, you know, having children and so forth. Yeah, there's
exactly.
There's
the whole thing about, you know, if you are cohabitating, maintaining a household and, you know, the business of life gets involved in the relationship. So how do we avoid that sense of too much mundane? Because, you know, there can be a lot of sweetness in that aspect of a relationship as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, of working together to build a household and a home and all of that. And so seeking out new experiences, intentionally, you know, seeking out novelty, I think is, it seems really obvious, but it's something that does require some attention and some intention, whether it be taking a trip together, it's just seeking out new experiences, taking dance lessons together or doing something or learning a new skill together. You know, maybe you both learn how to rock climb. And so that becomes a new thing that you do together, stretching beyond your own personal comfort zone in partnership with your partner and general sort of life exploration. And so again, that's sort of that surface level kind of obvious thing, but it is something that has multiple benefits. And I think when we engage in new experiences or new challenges, and traveling in foreign countries presents challenges and all of that, it also breeds intimacy. We learn more about ourselves. We learn more about our partner in those activities. And it's something that allows us to discover each other in different ways that we hadn't yet discovered one another. And I think that adventure, for me, kind of the point of it is deeper discovery in terms of learning more about ourselves and learning more about our partner.
Mm-hmm. Which highlights the intention and the manner of participating in the adventure or the possibility of adventure. Because I've also had the experience in my life, I've talked about this with you before, that in my first marriage, kind of the point at which I would call the beginning of the end of the marriage was one of the most fantastic adventures I've had in my life, where we went off, we did about a 3.5 month driving trip around Europe, bought a car over there and drove it all around. The driving was a big adventure. We went in a huge circle through all of European countries, and this was in 1989. That's getting to be a long time ago now. Yugoslavia was still Yugoslavia at the time. That was the year that broke up. So it was just before that. And there was an external aspect of the trip, and there was the internal aspect of the trip. And the external was going to all these fantastic places, eating wonderful food, meeting people, seeing amazing sights and beauty and different cultures and so forth. The internal experience was something, frankly, really awful, because what was really getting revealed was, in the context of this adventure, that, you know, how little intimacy there really was in the relationship and how little availability there really was to that within where we'd come to in the relating of it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where the intentionality of what we're choosing for adventure, you know, routine can be comfort zone. It can be safety net.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a place to avoid intimacy.
Yes.
And when we choose intentionally to step out into something adventurous, whether it's something like a trip somewhere in the world, or whether it's something about how to explore sexually with each other, or whether it's about trying new foods, or whether it's about a different way of communicating together, when we try that on, there is that sense of risk mm-hmm. that can come up.
What is going to be revealed here?
Yes, yes. And my experience, again, with my professional work is, for many people, that's the biggest, most challenging adventure of all. You know, so there's being clear about what's the external and what's the internal. I think of kind of the classic example of adrenaline junkies, you mm-hmm. know, people who do like, you know, base jumping, and, you know, yeah. using a
free climbing,
you know, snowboard while you're skydiving, and, you know, these things that are, you know, the ones that's the most is that, you know, the suit that's winged suit
the
that
suit
you use for jumping off a cliff and like, you know, zoom. Oh my God, that just to watch that blows my mind. Part of me wants to go, oh, I so want to do that. But on the other hand, really doing it, that's just so out there, so over the top. I think of someone like that who, on the other hand, may be terrible when it comes to really being open and available to intimacy and relationship. And mm-hmm. that's kind of a classic example.
Yeah.
Constantly doing something externally to try and get
challenge
access,
yourself.
Try and get access to something that frankly is empty or missing internally mm-hmm. and never getting it internally. And so repeatedly doing something externally. And now we're talking again about the idea of addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's where adventure becomes both opportunity, but challenge.
Yeah.
You know, wherever it is internally, we're...
And I do think that it's about comfort zone, you know, and I think getting into a place of comfort in a relationship is not a bad thing. It can be a delightful thing. It can be a sense of acceptance, a sense of home, a sense of that this person is here. I'm not in it alone. You know, there's a lot of that is really lovely. And as humans, I think we naturally crave. But it's all about maintaining some balance. And it is about stretching ourselves a little bit. And that's where those opportunities, you know, we talk about, you know, revelation breeds intimacy. And when we get into too much routine and too much same, you know, that's where we can start losing touch with that. And so it's important just to keep pushing ourselves a little bit here and there, you know, whether it's like, let's take a cooking class on Saturday afternoon, whatever, you know, it doesn't have to be a big deal. It can be something, let's go take tango lessons,
yes,
you know,
which, by the way, there is a new culinary institute yes. here in town in Santa Fe.
Yes. Doing just
I'll give them a little plug here because I think it's a really wonderful business and opportunity. Yeah. So if you're looking to learn something new in cooking, look for the
Santa Fe Culinary Institute, I believe is what they're called. Yeah. So, so it is, you know, good to, and like I said, it doesn't have to be a huge thing. You know, it could be, you know, 2 weeks in Turkey, which was fantastic, but it could, like I said, it could be something little. It could be something little about just breaking up your daily routine and how you care for the house and how things are done and all of that. And
could be learning how to give each other massages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's not something that's already a part of your life,
mm-hmm.
Giving a massage is a wonderfully intimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's very tactile and sensual and sensuous, but isn't necessarily a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can be a part of that, but it's a way to, you know, intimacy. Sometimes we think of intimacy in terms of what we're sharing verbally, and often the physical aspect gets relegated to this sexual area. And so therefore, if things aren't happening there, then maybe physical touch and that kind of connection and intimacy isn't happening so much. Often sharing massage and ways of being in physical contact can be a way to bridge
mm-hmm.
what's going
Absolutely.
On in that area. And
you know, honey, that is a fabulous idea. I would so let you give me a massage later. You are brilliant. I am right there with you.
Okay, you got it, baby.
Awesome.
I'll massage whatever you want.
Okay, on that note, is it time for a break?
not quite, but I almost here. But I will, again, invite you all for those of you who've been listening to the show, you know, you are welcome and free to call into the show as we're on anytime to add a comment, to ask a question, to tell a brief story. Perhaps you have a little adventure, something you'd like to share with us. The phone number here at KTRC is 505-474-8255. That's 505-474-8255. We would be happy for you to call in and join the conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
And when we come back, we are going to continue talking about adventure, intentional novelty in relationship. You're listening to A Matter of the Mind. We are streaming on SantaFe.com. We are back on A Matter of the Mind. I'm Mark Perry.
I'm Jennifer Jenkins.
This is our monthly relationship show, and today we're talking about the theme of adventure in relationship, which one definition that we're playing with the idea of is intentional novelty, adventure as intentional novelty. Yeah. And I love that you brought up the idea earlier of revelation breeds intimacy. Mm-hmm. That phrase, actually, I learned that from one of the people I kind of think of as definitely was one of my mentors, kind of a guru in the world of hypnotherapy, a man named Gil Boyne, who started in hypnotherapy back in the 1950s and is responsible for a great deal of the access to modern practice of hypnotherapy. And that was a phrase that he had, I don't know if he kind of created that on his own or if he borrowed it from somebody else. We all borrow.
Yes.
But that's one that I have percolated with a lot over the years, that sense. When we reveal ourselves, we cultivate intimacy. And often, in the terms of this theme today about adventure, you know, there's adventure has these, it's this two-edged kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
There's the side of it that's inviting and exciting and helps us feel more alive and vibrant and feel like we're moving forward in life and something interesting is happening. And there's the other side of things that's, you know, like the, I'm not sure, you know, what's going to happen and do I know how to do what, you know, blah, you know. And
yeah, it's, you know, it's that side, it's of being challenged and fear comes up. And again, we're outside of our comfort zone and we're not sure what's going to happen and how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of goes back to that thing of, you know, there's excitement and there's anxiety. The physical, the way the body responds physically to excitement and anxiety is identical.
Yep,
there is no discernible physical difference between excitement and anxiety in terms of the physical expression of it.
Hmm. And so what's the difference?
Exactly. The difference is perception. But that's a whole other show.
That's right.
But the difference is perception. But excitement and anxiety are two sides of the exact same coin.
And by the way, as you're listening, you know, I know there are those out there who want to call into the show because I run into you guys around town or I talk to you on the phone or get an email
it's
or
like,
whatever.
I almost called.
Like, you know, I really wanted to call, but I just couldn't hear myself on the air. I could never talk on the radio or whatever. So
just get just over it.
This is your opportunity for a little adventure.
Yeah. You stretch beyond your comfort zone,
you know,
out there.
Give us a call. We love to hear from you. So if you want to call in, the number here is 505-474-8255.
We're really easy to talk to.
Yeah.
We're just talking. So, you know, and so with that is, you know, we talked about, you know, what are all the bennies, all these sort of, you know, benefits we get from engaging intentionally in seeking out adventure with our partner. And I think in the key one is that place of intimacy, place of newness. You know, I will never know everything about you. I will never know all of the depths of Mark Perry, and nor should I. And you will never know everything about me and all the depths of me. But there's always more. There's always a little bit piece of something I can go, wow, I didn't know that. Or, wow, the way you showed up right there was really amazing. And or I didn't know that, you know, you believed that. Or and so the opportunity just to learn a little more or learn something a little different and is a very juice creating kind of thing. You know, and we get reminded of why we fell in love with this person in the first place. And that's really sweet to have those moments of like, wow, I really love you. And I really now, and you get a sense of that when you you know, why you fell in love with them.
Right, because when you first are involved with someone, a new relationship, a new romance, a new chemistry and juiciness, a lot of the elements are an experience of play.
Exactly.
Playful exploring.
Playfulness.
You know, I think of that aspect that's kind of like how kids are. Have you ever watched how kids are when they meet? You know, they go to a playground or whatever and are just meeting for the first time. You know, they don't go through all these elaborate kind of rituals and stuff that, you know, that adults do. You know, they're like, you want to play? Okay. And then that's it. And they're, you know, instantly
they're
you know,
off.
They're friends and they're off. Or if they don't want to, it's like, you want to play? It's like, no. Oh, okay. You know, and they go off and they do their own thing. Well, whatever it is, you just into it. And then the play is, you know, there's no necessarily a structure around it. They may add something. Yeah. You may create a new game or use an old game, or you want to play this, you want to play that. Yeah. But the games they invent could be things we don't even think of as a game. It's a very spontaneous, in-the-moment kind of
thing.
But
I'm glad you brought that up, because play is, I think, something that keeping that sense of play alive is so key. And that's one great thing. And when you do have a child, engaging with your child in their realm and in their level is a great way to do that. You know, when we are engaging with Avalon, doing an activity she wants to do and playing with her, I think helps keep that, you know, alive with us.
Yeah, there you go. In fact, if you want to cultivate some of
you can borrow her.
Yeah. If you want to cultivate some skills in how to meet people that you might have romantic interest in, whatever, or you might want to just be playmates with or whatever, you know, hang out with some kids. Hang out with some very young kids. Hang out with some older kids. Hang out with them and really pay attention to how they interact, because you won't really learn something new.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
It'll
the
just remind
part,
you.
You'll be reminded of what you already knew that you thought you forgot, or that you thought you were supposed to, quote unquote, mature yourself out of.
Yeah.
What a heavy word mature can
I know.
Be. You know, that whole thing of immature and maturing and so forth. You know,
and as we said, you know, there's kind of there's the light and the shadow, and there's the excitement and the anxiety and all of this. And, you know, when one, I think, most people can say they've been in situations where they're in a new relationship and they're a couple months into it and it's great and they love falling in love with this person, and they're like, ooh, let's plan a trip. Let's go away for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go away for the weekend. And you go away for the weekend, you're like, oh my God. Because when we're outside of our realm and outside of our comfort zone and whatever it is, the car breaks down or the hotel loses the reservation or the whatever, the food is weird and or whatever it is, you know, we learn a lot about someone. And so I think planning a trip is a great thing, because it really helps weed out where you don't spend too much time with somebody that where it's really at the end of the day not going to work out. Same is true. You know, you've been in a relationship, you know, several months. Oh, we're going to move in together. And you're like, oh, my, living with someone day in, day out is a very different thing than dating them. And it's like, oh, my God, they're so different. You know, or I showed up differently or whatever it is. And so seeking out new experiences and adventure can also be a really useful tool to discover if it's really going to work with someone.
So that brings up to me the idea that, you know, years ago, I had had a career change that was part of what brought me to Santa Fe, which was that I had gotten a job working with a company that used to be here called Pecos River Learning Center, and they did corporate trainings and used ropes courses, outdoor experiential processes and games and things that were part of their curriculum, and I learned to become a facilitator in doing that. And that involves having people, you know, climb 20-foot poles and jumping off the top, or getting on a tight wire 40 or 50 feet off the ground with some, you know, not very close handholds, and being, you know, there's safety gear that would make it safe, but the feeling and the perception was that it was not. And when you get into that challenging and for some people stressful, fear-inducing kind of circumstances, things come up that wouldn't normally come up, and you discover things about how we really work in teams together, or how we cooperate, and how trust works, and how leadership happens in certain groups of people, and so forth. And in that, that sense of intimacy was often acutely enhanced. Mm-hmm. And these were business people, so, you know, and we're speaking to that as well. I mean, we're referring here onto romantic relationship, partnership relations, and so forth, but this really refers to relationships of all kinds. And one of the areas of life that often intimacy is the most challenging idea about is in more occupational, professional work kind of situations. There's this idea that it's not okay and sometimes not safe for people to really know who and how I am personally when we work together. So we have this kind of segregated idea of here's how I am at work and here's how I am in my professional life. And we get these people who work together into these adventure situations that were intentionally created to be challenging. And one of the consequences is people would come away feeling much more connected, much more close with each other. They had, in a sense, revealed themselves
exactly.
In ways that in advance they would have thought, oh, I would never want anyone to know about that. And when they did, instead of finding out that people didn't like them or didn't want to have anything to do with it, the opposite would happen. People would step up. People would go, I'm here for you. There would be greater connection. That's part of the opportunity that's available when you really intentionally bring the stretching and adventure into the possibility of what your relationship can really be with each other.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about that. You're listening to A Matter of the Mind, and we are streaming on SantaFe.com.
Tune into All Things Real Estate, heard Sundays at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. This Sunday, join Ray Post for a remote broadcast from 12 Lavadero Road, located in the fabulous community of Tusuke. We'll have guest interviews and tours of this three-bedroom new construction home offering many tasteful features. For information, call 920-8001. That's 920-8001. And join us at 12 Lavadero Road in Tusuke this Sunday at noon for All Things Real Estate.
This is George Gundry from the Atrisco Cafe and Bar, reminding you that the summer in Santa Fe is all about the red and the green. Chili, that is. So come on down to the Atrisco Cafe and Bar for some traditional northern New Mexican cuisine at a great price. We feature simple recipes with the best ingredients and are a proud participant of the Farm to Restaurant project. And we don't mess with the chili. So for a great local meal at a great price, visit your friends at the Atrisco Cafe and Bar in the DeVargas Mall. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days and for breakfast Saturdays and Sundays starting at 8 a.m.
Hey, this is Jarrett. Come on by High Desert Angler and get geared up for some fabulous fall fly fishing. We've got all the tackle, flies, apparel, and the quality expert advice you need for dropping into the box, hiking the Chama, picking pockets on the Pecos, casting blue wings on the Juan, or scrambling into the Guad. The fall is an awesome time to be outside, and our New Mexico trout hang out in some spectacular places. Come find out just how much fun we're having. High Desert Angler, 460 Cerritos Road. Check out the website or call 98-TROUT.
Hi, folks. Answer Grape here, and I have news from Michael of Susan's Fine Wine and Spirits.
That's right, Answer Grape. Rogue Brewery of Oregon has whipped up a batch of bacon maple donut beer, and we'll be tasting this intriguing brewski at a special Friday tasting, October 12th from 3 to 5. Who's Donuts, Santa Fe's own new gourmet donutery, is making us some bacon maple donuts to accompany our tasting.
So don't forget, folks, bacon, beer, and donuts, Friday, October 12th, 3 to 5, right here at Susan's Fine Wine and Spirits, Santa Fe. Donutery.
This October, experience a howlerific chance to win your share of $30,000 in a most spooktacular way.
Are you a screamer?
I was!
It's OK Casino's $30,000 Halloween Cash Bash. Get it? Halloween? Every Wednesday and Saturday in October, use your Winner's Club card to earn entries in OK Casino's $30,000 Halloween Cash Bash. From 2 to 11 p.m. on those same days, 20 winners will be drawn to win tons of cash and bonus cash.
Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Yeah!
See the Winner's Club for complete details. So come grab your share of $30,000 in October with OK Casino's Halloween Cash Bash. And ladies, don't forget Sunday is Ladies' Day, and you and your girlfriends get $2 margaritas and earn double points all day. Plus Mondays, it's fabulous 50s. If you're 50 or over, Monday is your day for fun. OK Casino. Su mejor apuesta.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Find us online at SantaFe.com. Keyword, talk.
Welcome back to A Matter of the Mind. I'm Jennifer Jenkins.
And I'm Mark Perry.
And today, for our monthly relationship show, we're talking about adventure, intentionally creating opportunities for adventure to, in the support of the health and vitality of our relationship, all of our relationships, frankly, and our lives in general. And
just a reminder, if you want to call in, join the show, this is our last segment. We would love to have you call in and join the conversation if you'd like. The number here at KTRC is 505-474-8255.
And, you know, one of the great things is when we step into something new and, you know, things can show up, gifts and gems that can show up that are unexpected and really is like, what? It's hard to imagine. It's like, I can't imagine not having done that.
Yeah. How often when you come back from a trip or maybe something you go do for the day that's a new thing or whatever, you come back and the thing that you end up talking about that was so great and whatever it was something
completely unplanned.
You didn't even know was going to happen.
Yeah.
Or exactly. Or it was planned, but what actually happened, the experience of it was something very different from what you anticipated.
Yeah.
So and I'm reminded of one of those things on this particular trip. One of the gems that showed up on this trip partially in advance was that after we had planned our whole itinerary and schedule, we discovered that there's a musical group that we both really loved over the years that had been kind of dormant for a number of years and then had decided to get back together, produce a new album, and go on tour as a group called Dead Can Dance. Very, very unique music, fantastic musicians. And after we've made our plans, I get this email from their site that they're going on this new tour, and here's the itinerary. And the third night of our time in Istanbul, they're playing at an amphitheater there in Istanbul. So I get on, you know, and it took me like an hour and a half to figure out how to get tickets and make that all work out. Got tickets in the seventh row, these fantastic tickets.
Oh my God, it was so amazing.
And so then that was all set up to happen, and we kind of put that in the background. When it came time for it that day, we had to go from one section of Istanbul to another, and we took a taxi for that. And I want to tell you, if you want to be in the moment...
Talk about an adventure.
Take a taxi ride
through Istanbul.
Through Istanbul.
At rush hour.
Man, that taxi, you know, let's just say taxi drivers in Istanbul and Top Gun jet pilots must be closely related because, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And that took us over to another area of the city. And from that area, which now this is a totally new area of the city, we had about a 15-minute walk that we had to kind of figure out and get
we?
To.
I think that would be me.
That would be you.
I'm the one who figured out which way to go to get to the amphitheater.
Yes, you did. You did a lot of that.
I was the aggravator.
Yes. And the concert was just fantastic. This beautiful, intimate little 3,000-seat amphitheater. The acoustics were just immaculate. And in addition to that, there was just the context of us being on this adventure, being in this very in-the-moment experience in an unusual place. The combination of that was just this gem.
It was very rich. It was just like this very unexpected, very rich thing.
Very, in the flow.
It's like you never know what's available on the other side when you step in. And in terms of what you learn about yourself, And discover more about yourself, which is really, I think, probably the greatest gift, and opportunities to juice your relationship. I mean, it's just, and again, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be, you know, we're going to go to, you know, Burma. I mean, it's just not necessary, you know. But it's something that can be done in little ways, just in terms of how we show up. Just showing up a little differently or engaging a little differently or doing something that is unexpected.
And it could begin for you right now. You know, as you're listening in, if there's anything about this that's stimulating any kind of excitement or possibility, whatever's popping up for you, take a piece of paper and just jot down a few things. If there's any idea, maybe there is a trip that you've always wanted to take, and for whatever reason, you haven't allowed yourself to choose it. So what if none of that were a consideration and you were doing just purely what you wanted to, kind of like a kid does when they say, let's play. Mm-hmm. You know, what would it be? Write that down. Don't get involved in whether you can do it or can't do it or the details or how it would happen. What if it were just by writing it down, you could magically make it happen? What would it be? Maybe it is a big trip. Or maybe it's, maybe you haven't been involved in a relationship for quite a while for whatever reason, and that's something you really want. You know, what do you love to do that if somebody showed up while you're doing it, might be somebody that you could share that with? That's a great way to think about exploring adventure. Don't go do something very different than what you normally do or different than what you love to do. Like people, you know, go to bars to meet people. Well, a lot of people go to bars to meet people who don't really like to go to bars.
Exactly.
And then they get involved in a relationship where they spend a lot of time in bars, or they don't go to the bars anymore, and the relationship is different than what they meant. And they wonder, how come, you know, do what you love to do and notice who shows up along the way. Do what you love to do with who you love to be with and notice what shows up along the way. That's the idea of adventure. It's aliveness in the moment. Whatever may be percolating for you about that right now, jot it down. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's simply a driving trip. I have a good friend who loves to just jump on his motorcycle and drive up into Colorado and go through the mountains and whatever and come back. And if he shares that with somebody, that's a fantastic experience for him. You know, we have another friend couple that they're one of my inspirations for this sort of thing, who, you know, like in the past, they have done things like, you know, frozen waterfall climbing together. You know, who does that? You know, or we actually ran into them. You know, my parents live in San Diego, and so we take trips to visit them periodically. And the last time we took a trip, we happened to run into this couple that are friends of ours in the airport in San Diego. They had bopped over to San Diego just for the weekend to go surfing.
Because they had decided they wanted to learn to surf.
They just decided that.
And they have a storage unit in San Diego where they keep their surfboards and their wetsuits. Yeah. And they fly out there for the weekend. It's really, you know, it's an expensive flight. And they go surfing. And both these people grew up in Texas.
Right. It didn't sound like they were great at surfing. It sounded like they just decided this was something
they wanted to do.
To try on and do together. And I get that with them, this isn't something that they do to try to add something into their relationship that's missing. This is something that they do
fundamental
in various ways over the years that's fundamental. It's a part of how they do relationship together that feeds a constant sense of sharing themselves with each other and connecting into what's present and here and now and alive for them in their relationship. What a beautiful way to do relationship together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let it be present for you. I really invite you. You know, jot something down, even if you're not sure exactly what you're writing down. Be in the adventure in this moment with yourself. What's the feeling of that? If you could imagine the feeling of going right this moment, you're about to go to the airport and go to somewhere in the world that would be exotic and beautiful and inviting and a stretch and a dream and an adventure for you, what would that feel like to know that you're about to step into that and you're stepping into that now and you're on your way and you're traveling and you're there? Really connect with what's the feeling of that like and let that feeling be present. And as that feeling is present, what does it speak to you about? What's the energy of that? What does it invite you to do today, 5 minutes from now, an hour from now, later today or tomorrow? Let that be present. What if the real adventure is not about what's out there? It's about what's in here, within you. You know, in a sense, that's what this radio show has always been for me. That's what doing this, the two of us together, has been. It's something to invite and explore.
Yeah. I mean, exploration and discovery is something that is one of the greatest gifts of life in general. And just to make ourselves available to it and to seek it and to just say yes.
Yeah, just say yes.
Just say yes. Friend calls, hey, you want to go do this thing? If your first reaction is, well, I've never done that before and that sounds kind of strange or God, that sounds kind of scary. Say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah, like yes, man. No, if you've seen that movie, yeah. Very funny movie. I really recommend the Jim Carrey movie, Yes Man, which makes a whole parody out of it. But, yeah. You know, that's a game to try on. I've tried that on myself. I've done it with clients. You know, what if for one day you say yes to everything?
Everything.
And you get pretty creative then about about how you say yes to some things that you know you're not going to participate in. But it's an energy. It's an orientation. Saying yes. Saying yes to the possibility of adventure in life, even in terms of what is daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
How can it bring something new and present? Being present. The adventure.
Yeah.
And as you do that, I invite you, let that be a theme for you this week. Because what if that possibility of adventure, of intentional novelty and all that comes with that, what if that's simply a matter of the mind? Blessings.